Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Thursday, June 14th, 2015, and it's once again a very beautiful day in Clearwater, Florida, summertime here, lots of sunshine. And today we're going to have something completely different. Well, not completely different. It's a subject we've talked about before, but we're going to talk about it in a completely different way. And I just need to adjust my sound here for a second. Uh-oh, dead air. I want to make sure I could hear my guest. Okay, I think that's fine. So my guest today is Bob Cosberg. He's the founder of Tears of Joy, which is a fragrance-free dating service. And it's not just for dates, romantic dates, but for any kind of companionship. If you're a person who wants to live without toxic chemicals and especially wants to live without fragrance, Bob has put together a service where you can meet people, and you can even go to the website and just, you know, type in your information if you want to have a friend, if you want to have someone to talk to. It doesn't even have to be in your area. You could email each other, have some personal support, make a new friend. And I just think that this is great. I actually have some stories about this, but I want to introduce my guest first. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Deborah.
How are you doing? You're in California, right?
I am, and like Florida, it's always a beautiful day here.
Yes, I used to live in California, so I know that it's always a beautiful day in California.
All right, from coast to coast you went, huh?
Yes, from one beautiful place to another beautiful place.
Yeah. Well, thank you for inviting me today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So first, just tell us how you got interested in fragrance-free. That I know you have a lot of information about why we should be living fragrance-free, but why is that a concern for you?
Well, let me just tell you, you know, the story of myself and how it happened. You know, like I guess many people, you know, I went from showering with Irish Spring and using Old Spice in honor of my grandfather. And then I started becoming chemical and fragrance sensitive. And it seemed like a slow transition at first, and then it went from aware and sensitive to full-blown multiple chemical sensitivity. And for me, it got so bad that I went to a throat doctor specialist who, with a very long camera down my throat, showed me it was half closed from my most recent chemical exposure.
Wow.
So when I'm around chemicals, it takes seconds for my throat to close. It just happens. It's not like, gee, I'm glad I'm chemical sensitive. Someone could be behind me and all of a sudden I can't breathe.
Yes, I understand.
I've got to move. So when I first noticed this, you know, I thought because I have FSH muscular dystrophy, and that I fight pain fatigue all the time, I thought my body's defenses were on overload and just couldn't handle the chemicals. So I saw an allergist to try to control the headaches, the nausea, the inability to focus is what happens when we're around these chemicals that bother us in these fragrances. And then I said, okay, I got to get more serious. So I read every article written on multiple chemical sensitivity and chemical exposure, Googled everything, read many books, the books Get a Whiff of This by Connie Pitts, Not Just a Pretty Face by Stacey Malkin, The Body Toxic by Nina Baker, Poison Prophets by Philip and Alice Shabakoff, and Silent Spring by Reginald Carlson.
And you didn't read my books?
And then I look forward to reading your book because, you know, it's funny. I just found you and it's so excited. I'm so excited to be here. It's just like it happened so quick.
Thank you.
So I haven't had that opportunity. And though still not a chemist or an expert on toxic chemicals, from, you know, everything that's been written, I think we all need to be concerned and really stop using these products, including fragrance ones made with these toxic chemicals. So here at our home, we removed everything toxic as possible, pretty much reduced our circle of friends to just a few, and live as healthy as possible. And that really took me to developing Tears of Joy, which was my wife's brainchild. She came up with the concept initially. It just came to her one day. She said, let's do this. And here's where we are.
Well, so it's very interesting to me because when I first saw your website and when you first wrote to me, I thought that you had been motivated to do this because you were looking for someone yourself. So it's even more interesting to me that you're not doing this because you're looking to find somebody, but you want to help others find companionship.
It's all about others.
I can see that.
It's all about others. Yes. Yes. And I actually have the fire within me to win the battle against these toxic chemicals and fragrances is a story I have. And whenever you're ready to hear that, then I'll tell you and your audience.
Go ahead. Tell it now.
Okay. So, we've seen this, I think, just recently, on your site, reading some of the, there was an article on fragrances, laundry, or whatever it was. So, you know, we do a lot of bike riding, a lot of elliptical riding, a lot of trike riding. So we're always out there. Mm-hmm. So we will ride by homes and buildings. And within 50 yards from every direction, smell that fabric softener and detergents.
Mm-hmm.
50 yards away.
I understand.
Just imagine, 50 yards, right? So now we have this brand new baby is brought home after a few days in the hospital. Parents are excited, brand new baby, right? So all sheets, clothes, blankets are washed in heavy, heavy fragrance detergents and fabric softeners.
Right.
You know, and even Febreze has gotten into the mix. You know, they're adding their fragrances to the these detergents. More fragrances, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Now we've got all these brand new baby clothes and sheets and blankets washed in all this. Okay. So we dress the baby in the newly washed, highly fragrant clothes and lay it in the bassinet with these same highly fragrant sheets and blankets.
Yep.
Most people cover the top of the bassinet so the baby, you know, could sleep and doesn't get the light in their eyes. So I'm not quite sure how the baby actually breathes. I know myself, if I was in a bigger bassinet in that same situation, I couldn't breathe. I would probably die. So now the baby has slept all night breathing these, you know, what all these articles say. It's not me. I'm not the expert. All the articles say these toxic fragrances, all these fragrances made with toxic chemicals. Right?
Right.
So the first morning home, and every morning after, mom and dad get ready for work, okay? So 8 fragrance products on average for a man, for the new dad, including hair, aftershave, cologne, underarm, et cetera. And since he has this big meeting, Axe spray all over, so he smells really good because he
yes.
thinks that's really important, okay? 12 products for mom on average, creams, makeup, perfume, hair products, soap, et cetera, right? Okay, so now each parent wants to hold the baby to say goodbye, right? So first, the baby's been smothered in all these laundry products. Now the baby's face is pressed against the chest, the face and the shoulders of mom and dad. Impossible for the baby to breathe as it absorbs all these newly applied fragrances, right? So now before the parents go to work, the nanny, wearing her combination of 12 fragrance products, takes over and holds the baby and does the same thing. So now let's add it up. The baby's first morning at home, 2 days of life, it's exposed to 35-plus fragrance products, some made with as many as 200 different chemicals. I've seen articles where they're made with 800, one fragrance product.
We need to go to, hold on, Bob, wait just a second. We need to go to break. So I want to hear every word that you have to say on this subject. So let's go to break, and then you can continue when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Bob Cosberg. He's the founder of Tears of Joy, a fragrance-free dating service, well, companionship service, dates or friends. And he's at tearsofjoy.singles. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guest today is Bob Cosberg. He's the founder of Tears of Joy, a fragrance-free dating service. And that's at tearsofjoy.singles. And I just want to make sure that I say that even if you're not interested in dating or finding a friend, you should absolutely go to his website because he's got so much information about fragrance. If you're interested in fragrances, and he's especially got something. I love this, Bob. I totally love it. It's called the fragrance meter.
Yeah.
And make sure you just go play with the fragrance meter. I just entered some random answers during the break because I wanted to see what it was actually going to do. And so first you check the number of fragrance. There's all these fragrance products that you check off if you use those fragrance products. And then there's some questions for you. And there's actually a meter, and it's got little dials that will go up, you know, from the green area to the red area to tell you what is how dangerous it is. And so I entered a whole bunch. I just answered yes to all of the fragrance things.
The message you got was something, huh?
Oh, yeah, it said warning, but I couldn't even read the message because the siren came on. It was really quite dramatic, very dramatic. I mean, I you get A+ for creative presentation of the information.
It took me a long time to communicate that to the web developers. This is the concept. This is what I want. Come on, get it for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's really quite dramatic, and I think that that it really shows. I'm going to send people to this page because it really gives you an opportunity to assess how much fragrance you're really being exposed to.
Oh, absolutely.
Whereas if people don't, I mean, they might stop wearing perfume. You know, I actually, there's a public building that I go to, And as an unusual thing, people are actually asked to not wear perfume in this public building. And everybody knows that. Nobody wears perfume. Nobody wears aftershave. But the other day, I noticed, as I'm getting increasing, my perceptions are changing, actually. And I usually have a really good nose, but I was like being more aware than usual. And I just took a breath and I went, oh my God. There's all these people who are not wearing perfume, but there's so much detergent fragrance in this room.
Oh. I mean, to me, Downy might be the worst smell in the world. You don't have to wear perfume or cologne. I mean, I know one of the articles on our site says, you know, the laundry room is the most toxic room in your house. So, take it from that person.
I would absolutely agree with that. Absolutely agree with it. Anyway, you were telling us about the chemicals that go into making fragrances. Some of them have 800 different chemicals.
Right. So we were at with this brand new 2-day-old baby, 35 plus fragrance products. Okay. Some have the 200 different chemicals that we said. And again, I've seen articles that say 800. Okay. So we already know that 80,000 chemicals are untested, and our government turned a blind eye and said, yeah, that's fine. Just move them in. We won't do anything. So 80,000 untested. But in the combinations from the 35 products and thousands of chemicals in the story, they'll never be tested. So forget that the 80,000 haven't been tested. You know, put 30, put 50, put 100 together. Who knows what it's going to produce. But that's never going to be tested.
This is really the thing, because we're not exposed to chemicals one by one. We're exposed to them in combination, and there are synergistic effects, and you can never You can never test for synergistic effects. Many, many years ago, when I wrote my very first book, and I don't have this test anymore, this particular study anymore, but there was a test that was done on rats, I think, or mice, one of those laboratory animals, and they took three food additives, not even toxic chemicals, food additives like preservatives, like artificial colors, like artificial flavors. And things that people, I mean, this was back in the 70s, and so this is what people were eating then, you know? So they took these three food additives, and they tested with one food additive, and nothing happened. And then two food additives, the laboratory animals got sick, and three food additives, they died.
Unbelievable.
And this is what, if you can go to any ordinary package even today in the supermarket, and what you're going to see is artificial colors and flavors and preservatives all together in the same package.
That's right.
And we're not even talking about formaldehyde. We're not even talking about all the fragrance chemicals. When you put them all together, they become very toxic. And so people say, oh, well, this chemical was tested, and there's no health effects, but you can't test the health effects. They can do that test on the laboratory animals, but you can't identify all the chemicals that you're being exposed to today and have them tested together and then have a different mix tomorrow. It just can't be done. The only answer is to identify where these chemicals are that we know are harmful and remove them from your life.
Absolutely. So we don't. I don't know how this baby can breathe. I mean, we know that autism up from 1 in 500 to 1 in 88. Recently in the movie The Human Experiment, mentioned that, and I'm sure the numbers are worse. So to me, it's like, how can this be legal? I mean, to me, what this story just said, it's like bringing home a new baby and constantly, nonstop, continue to blow cigarette smoke directly in the baby's face. And that's just a few chemicals. That doesn't even come close to the chemicals this baby was exposed to because of what the parents did. I don't know how this can happen. And a song that I wrote that I'm looking for someone to write the music and find a singer, one of the lines in the song is, please help me stop the crying in hospital rooms that soar high above.
Yeah,
because
I understand.
To me, that's where I'm at. I mean, I want to stop this with the new babies and the babies that aren't born yet. And that's what we're trying to accomplish with Tears of Joy.
Good. I totally agree. Totally aligned with you. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Hatt, and my guest today is Bob Cosberg. He's the founder of Tears of Joy, and the website is tearsofjoy.singles. And if you go there, you can look for the fragrance meter and take a look and see what your fragrance use is. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Bob Cosberg. He's the founder of Tears of Joy, a fragrance-free dating and companion service. And his website is tearsofjoy.singles, where you can see the about-to-be-famous fragrance meter. I just think that that's the best presentation of the fragrance-free problem I've ever seen. It really is.
It gives them a message, doesn't it? I mean, my mom said, I don't wear products. And I said, Mom, take the fragrance meter test.
Yes.
She scored an 11.
Yeah.
11. Product.
Yeah,
so you know what the message she got.
Yeah, so let's talk about fragrance-free and toxic-free living and relationships, because that's really what you're addressing with your website. You have education about the problem, but the solution that you're offering is to help people have other people to be able to do this with. And I know that one of the things that I hear about so often is, my husband is humoring me, but he doesn't believe it. I can't get my husband to do this. I can't get my wife to, doesn't understand what's going on with me. I hear marriages breaking up because one or the other wants to live in a toxic free way or a fragrance free way, and the other person just can't understand. And I want to start this discussion by just telling you a little story about, well, I have two stories about this.
Okay.
The first one is that before I knew that I was chemically sensitive, I was engaged to a man who lived in a house that had been renovated, an old house in Berkeley, California, that had been renovated into apartments. Mm-hmm. And it had a lot of toxic exposures, including a freestanding heater with an actual visible gas flame. And it was giving off all kinds of combustion byproducts. And and we used to, we had a lot in common and we really loved each other. But there were times when we would just like erupt into these very emotional arguments. And I just couldn't figure out what was going on with us. And eventually we broke up. And I found out I was chemically sensitive, and we had some conversations about it. And I started working for a doctor who was treating people with chemical sensitivity. And one day he walked right into my office and he said, "You know, I think all the problems we ever had in our relationship was because of the toxic chemicals in my apartment, and I'm chemically sensitive too." And that was just so, it made such an impression on me, because when you think about how people don't get along and why they don't get along, that and how toxic chemicals and fragrances can affect your nervous system and your emotions and everything, and how difficult it, how much less difficult it would be to have a relationship if we just took all that away.
That's right. Absolutely. But you know, one of the reasons that we put the site together, and, you know, my wife and I went through that, just your story, the same thing, is that we shouldn't have to explain it, because, you know, we're not the experts, and, you know, we're emotionally involved with this person. So, you know, on the site, actually on the sister site, toxicchemicalsandfragrances.com, where the link is on tearsofjoy.singles, you know, I list all the many of the top toxic chemical websites and resources to educate and inspire. Okay? Your link is on here, Invisible Disabilities Association, the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics, Clean Indoor Air Campaign, the Washington Toxic Coalition, which, you know, lists things really, really organized, Rodeo, right, the Environmental Working Group, you know, then the Chemical Sensitivity Foundation, and what is multiple chemical sensitivity. And if someone's having a relationship problem, you know, and they love that person and they want to be with that person, but they don't seem to understand, you just need to point them to this page. Read, you know, if they really, really love you and they want to make it work, you know, spend a half an hour, spend an hour. I mean, we're talking about a relationship, you know, a lifelong relationship. You know, invest some time. Spend a day. You'll become an expert. You will understand 100% what that person feels. 100% from all of these articles written by all these experts, including you, Deborah. It's all there. It's all been written. It's all been explained. We have a brochure. I've been looking for it. That explains to people, you know, exactly what you're talking about. And if you gave them this little brochure, I forgot who put it together, it'll explain it to them. So forget about explaining it to them. Send them to this site. Go to each site. There's so many articles written. It's all there, and if you want to make it work, you will understand and you will make it work. It's as simple as that.
It is simple as that, and I want to say now on to story number two, and I actually have three stories, I'm realizing, but story number two is story number two is that I had cleaned up my environment and recovered from being chemically sensitive, I still wanted to live in a non-toxic way. And I knew that in choosing a husband or a boyfriend, even, that I needed to have somebody who was willing to live non-toxic with me. And this was many, many years ago, so it wasn't as well known as now. And I met a man, and he wanted to take me out on a date. And I said, well, the only way I can go on a date with you is if you use these unscented products, because I can't get close to you if you're going to smell like fragrance.
Right. Or taste like fragrance.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And so I brought him, I got a little gift bag, and I filled it with, you know, unscented deodorant and unscented shampoo and unscented soap. And I brought it to him, and I said, here, use these, and I'll go out with you. And he did. And we ended up living together for 2 years. And, I mean, we broke up over other reasons, but it wasn't because he wasn't willing to live exactly the way I asked him to. And so I think that it's totally possible. And I'll just say the third thing was that I, and we're going to need to go to break, but the third thing was that after I broke up with this man, I met another man who not only was totally happy to live the way I lived, he actually wanted to live that way, and he didn't know how. And
great.
And we have been together in various ways for 27 years. And he's remodeled my houses to be non-toxic. I mean, he's helped me live this lifestyle, very much helped me live this lifestyle. So if this is something you want, don't think that there isn't somebody out there who wants to do it with you, because there are people out there who wants to do it with you.
Absolutely.
We need to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk more. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Bob Cosberg. He's the founder of Tears of Joy, and his website is tearsofjoy.singles, and there's other links there on that website. So even if you don't need companionship or a mate, go to tearsofjoy.singles and find out about chemicals and fragrances. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Bob Cosberg. He's the founder of Tears of Joy, a fragrance-free dating and companionship service, which is at tearsofjoy.singles, and lots of good things to look at there, even if you aren't looking for a relationship. So, Bob, well, tell us more about what... So one of the first things that I asked Bob was, well, how many members do you have? And he said, zero. So, but this is a very new organization. So what would you like to say to encourage people to sign up?
Well, one of the great features of this site is that it has the ability to match people with similar lifestyles. So the site's ability is that if you're a university student, you work for a large organization, or you're a member of a group like coin collectors, you know, you can go on the site, say that you want to form this group, and then we will make this group. So then people could search based on just that group. So, you know, we want to make it easy for people, and we want to make it convenient, and we want to put people with similar lifestyles together if possible. So it makes it easier. So that's one of the great features, you know, of this site. You know, the site, you know, besides, you know, uniting people for a cause, you know, for a safer world, to help protect our food sources and waterways by eliminating the toxic chemicals from all these products, you know, that's very important. You know, another aspect of the site is health and exercise. You know, it's always been at the forefront of my life's passions. And, you know, a person's health and weight, I believe, can't be underestimated reasons why people have or don't have confidence in themselves. Mm-hmm. And experience has shown that the confidence it gives you to want to share a life with someone is immeasurable. So we talk about that, you know, a lot on the site. And, you know, as people join, you know, we will show articles, we will write articles, we will encourage people to be as healthy as possible. It's not complex, you know, and we're not going to make it complex. We're not going to tell them a million things. You know, for me, it's a protein shake every morning for 30 years, Deborah. 30 mm-hmm. years. Every mm-hmm. morning a protein shake. For lunch, oatmeal. Fruit, hemp seeds, peanut butter almost every single day. Dinner, vegetables, tofu, beans most of the time. Very simple, organic, and very healthy. We want our people to be healthy. We want them to have confidence, and that site's going to give them that.
Well, one of the things that I thought about just now when you were talking is that I really want, my vision is for the whole entire planet to be toxic-free. And as you look around the world, I mean, if you were to just be a bird and look down, and everybody that was living toxic-free had a nice bright light over their head, and you looked, there would the little lights would be all scattered all over the place, mm-hmm. and not necessarily talking to each other. And yet when we start bringing people together in various ways who have this interest, then there starts being more of a cohesive change. That, you know, I would love there to be a city or a town or a village where I could just go and everybody would live this way. And but
there is.
Okay, where is that?
It's Nova Scotia. Where is it on my notes? Halifax, Nova Scotia.
The really?
Entire
I didn't
town.
Know that.
Yes, the entire town is fragrance free.
Wow.
Yes.
What a wonderful thing.
I know.
What
I know.
I meant was even more than fragrance-free. I would like there to be a town where everybody lives the way I live, with no toxic chemicals as far as humanly possible. And
right.
And I would like there to be agreement about that so that people don't have to have, you know, be concerned about their neighbors using fragranced fabric softener or something like that. It just isn't an issue because everybody knows and everybody's in agreement. And on your site, people will know that this exists there, that if they meet somebody there, they're not going to have to educate them from the beginning. They already understand, or they want to understand, and they want to make changes in their lives if they haven't already.
That's right. People should look up the city of Halifax, Nova Scotia.
I'm going to read
all about their policies. And it's
to.
Like, wow, why can't every city be like, I mean, it's such a great start. You know, it's not talking about, you know, the flame retardants or anything. You know, right now, if you go into a building, you're not going to smell anything toxic. You're not going to smell anything. You're just going to smell nature. And it's an amazing place. I wish it was closer. I'd probably move there.
Yeah, me too. But I'm going to learn about it because I think that's incredible. And even if it is just starting with fragrance free, it's a start. It's like one of the things that I've seen happen in my lifetime is all of these ordinances about not smoking cigarettes, that people recognize that cigarettes cause cancer and that you should be able to go to a public restaurant or a public building and not be exposed to carcinogenic chemicals from cigarettes. We need
that's
to
right.
have that awareness about many, many other things, including,
right.
I think that fragrance should be the next one. And
okay,
that if we could just take
right.
care of fragrance,
right.
then we could move on to the next thing and the next
that's
thing
right.
and the next thing.
That's right. So on the site is an article, and it says fragrance is the new secondhand smoke.
Yes,
in the workplace. Okay? So there's a big article about that, and everybody could read about it. But let me tell you this really funny little quick story. So earlier in the year, I was, you know, really into TED Talks, and I was listening to 500 or 1,000 of them. And I listened to one, Life in Biosphere 2, by Jane Poynter, Poynter. Okay? So she lived in Biosphere 2 for 2 years and 20 minutes. All right? And the first thing she says when she comes out and everybody greets her, and in the talk, it's at the 7 minute, 50 second mark for everybody. She says, "You stink. You people stink. You smell like perfume and hair products. You stink." You know, and it was like, it was so telling that, you know, she's isolated away from, she lives in this Halifax, Nova Scotia biosphere too. And she comes out and she says, "Oh my God, you stink." The first thing she says, the first thing that comes to her mind because she's assaulted by all these fragrances.
Yes.
It's so telling. It was just like an amazing thing.
Well, you know, there's something called olfactory fatigue. You're probably aware of that term, but many of my listeners may not be. And olfactory fatigue is what happens when you keep breathing the same fragrance over and over, that your fragrance receptors in your nose fatigue, and so you can't smell it anymore. And this is why people put on more and more and more perfume, because they can't smell it anymore. And so many people, like you were talking about, your mother, was it, that said that
yes.
she wasn't wearing anything scented? They can't smell it. They don't know that there's scent in their shampoo. And that's one of the problems that, we're running into.
How many smokers think they stink, Deborah?
Probably none.
That's right. And how many smokers?
You know, I want to tell you something that I think you'll appreciate. Okay, here, it has to do with smoke.
Okay.
Okay, so I will admit, well, we've only got 2 minutes left, but I'll tell the story.
Oh.
I will admit that that I love bacon. I have always loved bacon my whole entire life. And then I stopped eating it. And then the other day, I actually found in my refrigerator a package of bacon. It had like gone back in the back of the refrigerator. And so uh-huh. I made it, and I couldn't eat it because it tasted like an ashtray to me. I mean, I don't even know what an ashtray tastes like, but it tasted like an ashtray smells. I've never smoked in my life. But I used to eat a lot of smoked foods because I like the way they taste, and not eating them on my first taste, it was like I couldn't even eat it.
Right. Yes.
And that's hugely different. And I see probably the biggest, most popular thing on the paleo diet is eat bacon. You know, these people are saying, oh, we're being paleo because we're eating what cavemen used to eat. Well, they sure didn't used to eat smoked bacon.
Hey, what's the vegan place that the camp we went to?
Oh, Forks Over Knife.
So we strongly, you know, believe in Forks Over Knife way of eating.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been on their site or read
no,
it. Basically you're living plant strong, but you know they're the experts. You know he was a heart specialist and his son was a fireman and he's written a book, and you know their story is compelling the success stories are even more compelling. And it's like, you know, somebody wants to be healthy, you know, just see what people are doing. Just, you know, try for 6 months, you know, whether you're 30 or 40. Hey, guess what? You've had 40 years, and if you're 50 pounds overweight, you don't know how to eat. So give somebody else a chance. Follow their program for 6 months.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there because I don't want to interrupt you when the music starts playing in about 10 seconds.
Okay.
So thank you so much, Bob, for being here. Everybody should go to his website, tearsofjoy.singles, because there's so much there to see, even if you're not looking for a relationship. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well.